David grieved for Saul. But David took hold on his clothes, and rent them, and likewise all the men that were with him, and they mourned, and wept, and fasted until even, for Saul, and for Jonathan his son, and for the people of the Lord, and for the house of Israel, because they were fallen by the sword. The first shock of the fearful tidings passed, David's thoughts returned to the stranger herald and the crime of which, according to his own statement, he was guilty. "Whence art thou?" And he answered, "I am the son of a stranger, an Amalekite." And David said unto him, "How wast thou not afraid to stretch forth thine hand to destroy the Lord's anointed?" Twice David had refused to lift his hand against him who had been consecrated by the command of God to rule over Israel. Yet the Amalekite had accused himself of a crime worthy of death. David said, "Thy blood be upon thy head, for thy mouth hath testified against thee, saying, I have slain the Lord's anointed." David's grief at the death of Saul was sincere and deep, evincing the generosity of a noble nature. He did not exult in the fall of his enemy. The obstacle that had barred his access to the throne of Israel was removed, but at this he did not rejoice. Now nothing in Saul's history was thought of but that which was noble and kingly. The name of Saul was linked with that of Jonathan, whose friendship had been so true and unselfish. The song in which David gave utterance to the feelings of his heart became a treasure to his nation and to the people of God in all subsequent ages. See.